broadcasting for the left longer than Air America has been around. It's Bart Cop Radio.
Here we go. Got a sensitive subject. Sure to cost me subscribers. Sure to make the women scream. Sure to make the minority scream. But it's the truth. And if you can't handle the truth, then you're not going to like this. This is an opinion. Often I have an opinion and I subject it to a series of tests. If every time my opinion comes up the winner, I figure it's the right one. But we got a headline that says, groups spotlight others missing. Lacey and Natalie are household names. Why not Robert? Why not Jason? And what they're saying is the whore media, they tend to dwell, if there's an 8-year-old little blonde girl missing, yes, they will stop programming to talk about it. If there is a 15-year-old black boy missing, or you know, an older person, a minority person, maybe a retarded person, a mentally undeveloped, I'm sorry to use the word retarded, but you know what I'm saying, then they don't care so much. And I think it all gets down to sex. And it's all because men are perverts and dogs, and the media plays to that. So what you have is, remember that Elizabeth Smart was kidnapped out of her bed, and she was, whatever, 13, 14. And then now that she's come back, we know what happened. This another religious nut, it always gets back to religion, this religious nut thought he could use a second wife. Truth is, his current wife was getting on in age, and he thought, boy, wouldn't it be nice to have sex with some young virgin a whole bunch? So he decided to use his religious craziness to justify, I'll grab me a second wife, Lord's will be done. See, now the press will dwell on that. The whole bottom line here, if the kidnapped victim is sexually desirable to a male, then we got a story here. Because they want to dwell on, oh, we had another one recently where they kidnapped the girl, you know, the brother and the sister, and the little boy died. It turns out the monster molested them both, and he killed the boy, I guess. For whatever reason, he molested the boy a few times and killed him. But he kept the girl around to continue to molest. So that became a big thing. The press wants to dwell on, oh, what horrible things did he do to her? What kinds of unspeakable crimes did the man commit? And they want to go on and on and on with that. That's how the press is. That's why Monica was a big story, but Bush lying to kill 2,000 soldiers is not. They love the sex. It's all about the sex. Anything, all the times the back door of Tina Gregory came on ABC radio, oh, listen to the latest news about Clinton. Oh, you're really going to like today's update. Oh, that's what the press does. That's what they live for. If they get to talk about sex and act like, oh, well, we don't want to talk about this, but we're forced to because we know you need to hear it. So if a 5-year-old boy, a 5-year-old black boy goes missing, we just don't care because the majority of people who purchase news, they don't want to have sex with a 5-year-old boy. But if there's a 9 or 12 or 15-year-old girl missing, oh, now we're talking about kinky sex. Now we're talking about, I wonder what he's doing to her right now. You know, he kidnapped her on Monday and it's Wednesday. Oh, I wonder what he's doing to her right now. Is he doing A to her? Is he doing B? Is he doing C? Maybe he's doing A and B and D. Or maybe he's doing B and C and F and G. And that girl in Aruba, one can imagine what happened. She got really drunk. Some guys took her out to the beach. They realized she's not able to defend herself. They were able to take advantage of her. Afterwards, they thought, oh, geez, when she sobers up, and, you know, or whatever, let's say torn dress, bruises, maybe they smacked her a few times. Oh, no, she's going to go to the cops. If she remembers us, we're in trouble. We got to do something. So what'd they do? They held her head underwater. But the reason that's a big story is that tantalizing, what did they do to her? Did they do A and B? Did they do C and D? What did they do to her? And the press gets to dwell on that forever. Larry King will do an hour about it until the end of time. Nancy Grace built her career on this kind of shit. And the whore press, they know this is true. They know this is true all day. But this is like that Howard, what's his name, with the Washington Whore Post up there. Oh, let's take a critical look at the media and get really objective and see. No, hand job me to death. This is just your way of providing a little insurance. You say, oh, we're often looking at ourselves to see how we can do better. Liar. All you want is a semen-stained dress. That's all you want. If Bush is sending off atomic weapons all over the world, you don't care. You want a penis and a vagina and a couple of titties in there. Now, that's a story. That's what the press is all about. I'm so old, I remember when the news was about the news, when they actually had a commitment to honesty and accuracy. But now it's, what does the public want? Let's merge the news and the entertainment division. That's why when you turn on the news, they got another interview with Tom and Katie on the damn news, as though that's news. No, that's entertainment. We can't put the entertainment over here and the news over there because we can make an extra nickel. If we can have Tom and Katie on the news, we'll get an extra 3 people to watch it. And that extra 3 people, that turns into a 0.1 of a percentage rate. And when it comes time to sell some ads to the buyers, we can say, hey, would you give us another nickel? Because we got 3 more viewers. And we might have got the story wrong, but we got more viewers. And it's all about the money. So that's what we got. We live in America. It's a whore nation. We're going to have to live with that or figure out a way to kill it.
When it comes to the vacancy left by Sandra Day O'Connor, the media has shown restraint. And when word of an imminent announcement for her replacement filtered through yesterday, journalists were determined not to make the same mistake.
Everyone in Washington outside of the White House, some even saying they've been told by people inside the White House today that it would be Judge Edith Brown Clement. The focus is on one name in particular.
The name is Edith Brown Clement.
The name that is on everybody's lips today is Judge Edith Clement.
We've learned that the president met with Edith Clement.
Here's the thing. Apparently, not only are they always wrong, they're always wrong and they put it on tape. The only time the press gets it right is when the White House illegally leaks it to them.
Well, did you hear about the President Bush's appointment to the Supreme Court? John Roberts. John Roberts could be the newest member of the Supreme Court. And I'm telling you, I haven't seen this much charisma since the Oric vacuum guy.
When it comes to race, I'm colorblind. In fact, when it comes to anything, I'm colorblind. Because I'm medically colorblind. But for most Americans, race is and always has been an issue. So it was refreshing to see GOP Chairman Ken Mellman recently appear before the NAACP to all but apologize for his party's decades-old Southern strategy of race baiting.
Some Republicans gave up on winning the African-American vote, looking the other way or trying to benefit politically from racial polarization. I come here as Republican chairman to tell you we were wrong.
I would have sent the black Republican congressional delegation, but he retired. As remarkable as Mellman's speech was, keep in mind his boss, President Bush, has declined to speak at the NAACP for 5 years running due to scheduling conflicts. Which is true. For the last 5 years, he's been busy scheduling conflicts. The GOP isn't the only group looking to put the past behind them. The Black Panther Party was known in the 60s for advocating violence against the white establishment. But now the widow of Panther leader Huey Newton has trademarked the phrase, "Burn, baby, burn," the infamous chant from the Watts riots, to market her new line of hot sauce. Seems crass, but it's bound to be more successful than that other 60s food venture, the Hell's Angels. If you can read this, the bitch fell off tartar sauce. Hopeful signs for race relations here in America. Meanwhile, in Mexico, years ago, Memon Penguin was a popular Jim Crow-style black caricature in comics. So how does a nation confront such bigotry in its history? Put him on a stamp! That's right. Personally, I would have gone with Fat Memon. The Mexican post office printed and sold 750,000 Memon stamps despite widespread international protest. In Washington, Congressman Donald Payne laid out a worst-case scenario.
Evidently, If these are the stamps on letters that people are going to send from Cancun, African Americans sending a postcard back to Newark, New Jersey, where I live, saying having a great time, and this is the stamp, this is going to cause havoc in our post office.
And when things go bad in the post office, they go really bad. But as we struggle to reconcile our racist past, one group of people still suffers indignity. Camel jockeys. Seriously, I'm talking about camel jockeys. Recently, the United Arab Emirates banned the use of child riders in camel races and replaced them with lightweight robots. Now, before you get all upset, the West had nothing to do with this. This was their idea. We here in America have nothing against camel jockeys, or as we call them in our new spirit of acceptance, dromedary guidance systems.
Most women want to get married. Okay. That's their biology, to form a nest. Okay. Second thing is never give a guy more than 18 months.
Never more than 18 months.
No, I mean, you can tell who somebody... If a guy doesn't want to marry you in 18 months, he doesn't want to marry you.
Okay.
And the third thing is, you know, pick among that percentage of men who really do want to get married.
Right.
Okay. I mean, there's about, I would guess, 15 to 25% of men who really want to get married. Pick among those. I always tell women, you know, you can either marry Al Gore or Bill Clinton. Those are who you really have. You can't have everything in life. I mean, if you marry Al Gore, he will never cheat on you. But right. The bad side is you're married to Al Gore. Or you can marry Bill Clinton, right. And as his wife said, he is a hard dog to keep on the porch.
Now, Edith Clement was not President Bush's choice. Last night, he unveiled his pick with his usual mastery of the rhetorically obvious.
When a president chooses a justice, he's placing in human hands the authority and majesty of the law.
So you're going with a human, are you? Excellent.
George W. Bush solutions now for global warming. Here we go, number 10. NASA mission to turn down the sun's thermostat. Number 9, federal subsidies to boost production of cool ranch Doritos. Number 8, fast-track Rumsfeld colonized Neptune proposal. Number 7, convene Blue Ribbon Committee to explore innovative ways of ignoring the problem. Number 6, let Hillary worry about it when she takes over. Number 5... I don't know, tax cuts for the rich. Number 4, give the boys at Halliburton $90 billion contract to patch hole in ozone. Number 3, switch to Celsius so scorching 98 degrees becomes frosty 37. Number 2, keep plenty of Bud on ice.
Now you're tough.
And the number 1, George W. Bush solution for global warming, invade Antarctica.
Karl Rove CIA thing. I want to hear your take on this.
Well, it's easy to simplify it and just say that Karl Rove is a vicious, cutthroat character assassin. And that's not true. He's also a beady-eyed, doughy, amoral putz.
Wow.
But, you know, going after the wife... Even the mob doesn't do that, Jim.
Yeah, that's true.
If people don't know what the story is, and by the sound of that reaction, they don't. You know, the White House and their top guys, I mean, Karl Rove is Bush's top guy.
Right.
Scooter Libby.
Right, Scooter.
Yeah. Is Cheney's top guy. They were the ones who talked to the press. They were trying to quash this story.
Right.
And in quashing the story, they had to out this CIA agent. What they were trying to tell a reporter was basically that, you know, this guy,
He was sent there by his wife.
Right.
You know, real men don't get jobs from their wives. They get it from their dads.
Yeah.
You know, the other side is saying, well, CIA, you know, maybe it wasn't that an important job yet. It wasn't that sensitive. Excuse me, all CIA jobs are sensitive. So, you know, this guy definitely outed her, and he should go to jail.
Yeah, wow.
But he won't.
You don't think he'll lose his job?
Yeah, I think Bush would throw anybody off the ship if it meant saving a, you know, point in his poll ratings. Right. But I don't think he'll have to do that because I don't think people care or pay attention because, excuse me, Jude Law is banging the nanny.
Right. That's the big story.
And that is diverting us from what's really important, which is what's going on with Tom and Katie.
Now, let me ask you about John Roberts, the Supreme Court nominee guy. Seems like a nice guy, a Harvard and a graduate.
Freak. Must be a freak.
No,
anybody that clean cut is always a freak. No, when they look like that, trust me, he is not the only one who has seen Long Dong Silver in that court. This guy's underwear is filled with warm mashed bananas.
My name is Ray from Tampa, Florida. Here's my question. My wife has been gaining weight over the past few years. How can I get her to control her weight without hurting her feelings?
Once they start getting the big butts like that, it's hard for them to lose weight. I know several women like that. They got great big old butts, and they will not quit eating.
Hi, my name is Robin Angeles, and I'm from Chicago, Illinois. My question is, my 10-year-old has started using swear words. No matter what I try, I can't get him to stop. What should I do?
Now, you mean to tell me that you cannot control a 10-year-old child? You must be a shabby, lazy, no-good mother. You are pitiful. I'm telling you, you are to be pitied.
Hi, I'm Margie from Greenville, South Carolina, and I have a question. I read somewhere that talking to your houseplants keeps them healthy. What should I say?
Oh, well, you're crazy, because in the first place, I wouldn't talk to plants. So what the hell am I going to tell you to tell the plants? I wouldn't talk to a plant. I wouldn't be called dead talking to a plant. How are you today? Got some crazies in this world, you know, and you're one of them.
Hi, my name is Jillian. I'm from Atlanta, Georgia. My sister just turned 37, and she's still single. She says she's holding out for a rich guy. Do you think she'll ever find one?
Oh, hell no, she's not finding a rich man. As a matter of fact, that woman will do damn good to find any man. Because a man ain't gonna take no woman that age willingly. Not, it's rare. Very rare. So she's got a problem. I don't think she'll find anybody. And a rich man, forget it.
Hi, my name's Michelle, and I'm from Indiana. I have a question for you. My best friend is dating an 18-year-old boy, even though he's half her age. They have nothing in common. What could she possibly see in him?
Her motivation for dating an 18-year-old boy? Well, an 18-year-old boy probably in her eyes is good in the bed because they are real quick and they're real, you know, ready chatty. They're not like a grown man, because an 18-year-old boy can get it up in 1 second. And that's probably the thing that she likes about him.
Hi, my name is Sue. I'm from Thousand Oaks, California. Here's my question. My husband can't make love if the dog is in the room. Is this normal?
As a matter of fact, I don't blame him for that, because a dog is very sensitive to any odor from a body. And I mean, when they smell something, they want to go immediately and either lick it or smell it or something. It's very, a dog can be very obnoxious. And I certainly do not think you should allow them to be in the room when you're having sex, because the odor attracts the dog.
Hi, I'm Roger from Waynesburg, Ohio, and I have a question. How many jelly beans can I fit in my mouth?
Well, for God's sake. Well, I mean, how many jelly beans do you get? Who the hell cares how many jelly beans you put in your mouth? Isn't that the silliest way? I hope you choke on me. I mean, I really do. You'll choke.
Robert Bork, who was shot down for his extreme right-wing views. Ever since, getting borked has been Washington slang for being rejected due to ideology.
And do you see this nominee getting borked?
No.
Do you see that happening here?
No, John, I don't. I think in Robert's case, borking is extremely unlikely. But there is an outside slim chance he could get fooked.
Did you say fooked?
Yeah, John, I did. Obviously, someone's never heard of Woodrow Wilson's 1913 nominee, Judge Rufus Pook of Vermont.
Rufus Pook.
Yes, John, he was of Dutch descent. A distinguished jurist whom the Senate rejected on a bribery charge that was later proven false. Ever since, the phrase getting fucked has been inside the Beltway speak for being treated unfairly.
That's where the phrase getting fucked comes from.
Yes, John. In fact, most of the country's slang derives from failed Supreme Court nominees. Consider what happened to Judge Frederick Shaft. He was denied a seat in the court for no good reason, and his name is now synonymous with something unpleasant to get. Then, of course, there's the horrible ordeal undergone by Millard Fillmore's nominee, Hiram P. Reamed up the ass. Now, John, without getting into it on TV, trust me, you do not want to get reamed up the ass.
You are listening to Bart Cop Radio at BartCop.com. Keeper of the Democratic Jewels.
Well, there you had it. Show 79 of Bart Cop Radio. Hope you like parts of it. What I'm going to do now is get to work on show number 80, see if I can't get it out in less than 75 days. Before we go, I'd like to thank the subscribers for keeping things going. I'd like to thank Tommy and Charlie for their immense contributions. I'd like to thank the people who dropped the occasional check in the mail, for it does not belong to Caesar. Appreciate you listening. In the final days of the super 2005 corn summer, boy, I tell you, they said, I was in Bixby yesterday, they said the Silver King was done for the year, but oh, they had some precious gem corn, so I got me a dozen of that. Boy, it was sunny on the causeway last night at Casa de Bart, trust me. So I get to work on the next show. Thanks for subscribing, thanks for listening. This is Bart and Kendra, I'm out of here.
Today is going to be the day that they're going to throw it back to you. By now, you should have somehow realized what you got to do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. And all the roads we have to walk are winding, and all the lights that lead us there are blinding. And there are many things that I'd like to say to you, I don't know how. Back beat, the word is on the street that the fire in your heart is out. And I'm sure you heard it all before, but you never really had any doubt. I don't believe anybody feels the way I do about you now. And all the roads we have to walk are winding, and all the lights that lead us there are blinding. There are many things that I'd like to say to you. I don't know how.